Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Nathan and the work that he's doing in Vietnam. Thank you, Lord, for all the people that he's teaching to preach and for the lives that will be changed over there. Thank you for the Orchard family, the Orchard Church, where we can come and worship you and dive into your word and see what you would have us do. Please bless this message today. Lord, please open our ears, open our hearts, open our minds so that we might hear what the Holy Spirit would say to us, whether it be from the words from my mouth or from the words written in your scriptures or just the words that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Let us hear what you would have us hear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, fair warning right up front, this sermon is not your normal length. So, you guys have been warned. It's shorter. Okay. Happy Father's Day. Traditionally in the church, Mother's Day sermons are praising women, praising mothers, and praising what they do. And traditionally, Father's Day sermons are all about telling fathers how they can do better. I'm not going to be traditional. And with today's text, I don't think it's a once-a-year text. I also don't think that today's text was written to a select group of people, like fathers. I believe that today's text applies to all believers. In our preaching class, Pastor Nathan taught us to start with the ancient idea and then bring it into the contemporary or to the modern time. So I wanted to tell those of you who are looking at the title of today's sermon and can picture Robert Young, no, that's not the ancient idea. For those of you who have no clue what I just said, you can Google it after the service, please. Today we consider the question, how should Christians react to God's discipline? Today's text is found in Hebrews chapter 12, which is found on page 1069 in the red chairback Bibles. Before we get to the big answer, we need to understand some smaller truths about God's discipline. We will start in verse 3. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, so that you won't grow weary and give up. In struggling against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. So the first thing I see in these verses is that when we think about God's discipline for us, it's not so bad. Especially when you stack it up against the supreme suffering and sacrifice that Jesus endured for us. Have any of us shed blood for the kingdom of God? And it says we should remember that so that we don't grow weary and give up. Our punishment for sin ended at the cross. God no longer punishes our sin, but rather he disciplines us in fatherly love to right our path. And when we compare his discipline to his punishment, in perspective, it's not so bad. Okay, so it's not so bad, so what do we learn next? As we continue on, and you have forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons. My son, do not take the Lord's discipline lightly, or lose heart when you are reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and punishes every son he receives. Hey, how about that? It's not just me. It's not just you. It's not just you. It's not even just a group of us. God disciplines us all. And we should neither be dismissive of it, take it lightly, nor should we let it challenge our faith, lose heart. So if it isn't quite as bad as we thought, and it really isn't just us that he's disciplines, then how should Christians react to God's discipline? Read along in verse 7. Endure suffering as discipline. Okay, maybe I shouldn't stop here, but I just want to make sure that we're in agreement. God's discipline normally does not show up and manifest itself in the form of a job promotion, a pay raise, winning a car from Consumer Reports, or the proverbial check in the mail just at the right time. Can we all agree that God's suffering, God's discipline, more often takes the form of our suffering? I think so. So as we continue, endure suffering as discipline. God is dealing with you as sons. For what son is there that a father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, which all receive, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had human fathers discipline us, and we respected them. Shouldn't we submit even more to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time based on what seemed good to them, but he does it for our benefit, so that we can share his holiness. In these verses, the writer parallels the discipline of children by heavenly fathers and that of the children of God by the heavenly Father. But there's a clear distinction in verse 10. For they disciplined us for a short time based on what seemed good to them, but he does it for our benefit. I believe the distinction between what seemed good to them and for our benefit is clear. Our heavenly Father knows best. His discipline is not based on what seems to be, but what is good. And as verse 9 says, we respect our human father's discipline, which at times can be fallible. Ever hear the phrase, do as I say, not as I do? If we respect that discipline, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of God the Father, which is perfect and for our benefit? So God's discipline is not so bad. It's not just us. We should endure it and realize it's for our own good. So how should Christians react to God's discipline? We continue in verse 11. No discipline seems enjoyable at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your tired hands and weakened knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but healed instead. So if we were not clear, crystal clear, back in verse 7, the word painful comes up. God's discipline is painful. But the word yields also shows up. Yields is a word that I fully understand. In modern day terms, it means, what do I get out of it? Or what's in it for me? Whether it is a crop, an investment, a savings account, a CD, or a cookie recipe, I understand what yields means. So what does God's discipline yield? The peaceful fruit of righteousness. Again, to put that in more modern day terms, the peace from walking with the Lord and living a life that is pleasing to Him by being more and more like Jesus. That's the goal. That's the answer. So how should Christians react to God's discipline? By living a life that is pleasing to God. In verse 12, where it says, strengthen your tired hands and weakened knees, we are reminded to buckle down, or put your big boy pants on, or reach deep, or insert your favorite fatherly, just get over it phrase here, and set our path straight. Today is Father's Day, and across America, there are many different ways fathers will be celebrated. In the Ten Commandments, there is one commandment that is often referred to as the commandment with a promise. I'm reading from Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may have a long life in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. How does one honor? I would suggest to you that the cards, the ties, the lunches, the phone calls, and the other things, the root beers, that many of us will do today or have done in the past for our human fathers is ways we celebrate them or that we praise them, but not how we honor them. We honor someone or something by how we live. Our lives are the one true way to honor. When we consider our suffering under God's discipline on this Father's Day 2019, let's recommit ourselves to live as godly a life as we can with His help, so that we may truly honor Him. On every day, let us strive to honor our Heavenly Father. Truly, our Heavenly Father knows best. We should not only do as He says, but also as He does. As the worship team comes up, please bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, as painful as your discipline can be, and as much as we sometimes suffer, we acknowledge that you have taught us that it isn't as bad as your son suffered. It isn't just us that you've singled out. It's not imperfect like our human fathers. And that it is your love for us and your desire for us to live for you that brings it on. Please help us endure and become stronger for you. Help us honor you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.